This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Celebrex Relief. Active ingredient, celecoxib. This leaflet provides important information about taking Celebrex Relief. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Celebrex Relief. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Celebrex Relief? Celebrex Relief contains the active ingredient celecoxib. Celebrex Relief belongs to a group of medicines called coxibs, which are used to relieve pain and inflammation in a number of conditions. Celebrex Relief is used for short-term pain relief in conditions such as muscle and joint injuries, including back pain and ankle sprain, menstrual cramps, or period pain. Although Celebrex Relief can relieve the symptoms of pain and inflammation, it will not cure your condition. Your doctor, however, may have prescribed Celebrex Relief for another purpose. Celebrex Relief is not recommended for use in children or adolescents under 18 years of age. What should I know before I take Celebrex Relief? Warnings. Do not take Celebrex Relief if you have had an attack of asthma, hives, itching, skin rash, or a runny nose after taking aspirin or taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, medicines used to treat pain and inflammation, including other coxib medicines. Many medicines used to treat headache, period pain and other aches and pains contain aspirin or an NSAID. If you are allergic to aspirin, NSAIDs, or other coxib medicines, and take Celebrex Relief, these symptoms may be severe. You are allergic to celecoxib, any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet, or sulfonamides, a group of medicines which include, for example, certain antibiotics. If you are not sure if you are taking one of these medicines, ask your pharmacist. If you are allergic to sulfonamides, or any of the capsule ingredients, and take Celebrex Relief, these symptoms may be severe. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include asthma, wheezing, or shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, hives, itching, or skin rash, fainting. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You suffer from chest pains or angina and they occur even when you are resting and are becoming more frequent, severe, or lasting longer than usual. You have or have had problems with your blood circulation. You have severe heart or blood vessel disease affecting the circulation in your brain or limbs. You have congestive heart failure. You have had a heart attack, a mini stroke, or blood vessel disease affecting circulation of blood to your brain or limbs, especially in the last 3 months. You have an ulcer or gastric bleeding. You have problems with your kidney function. You have liver problems. Trying to become pregnant or during the first 6 months of pregnancy, except on a doctor's advice. Do not use at all during the last 3 months of pregnancy. You are undergoing cardiac surgery called coronary artery bypass graft, CABG. You are aged 65 years or over, unless advised by a doctor. Check with your pharmacist or doctor if you have irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, have any other medical conditions. You currently have diabetes, high blood pressure, heart failure, or history of heart problems, stroke, or a history of stroke. High cholesterol levels. Problems with the circulation in your limbs. You have any allergies to any other medicines, or any other substances such as foods, dyes, or preservatives. Liver or kidney problems. Asthma, hives, itching, skin rash, or a runny nose. Fluid retention, or other medical conditions that can cause fluid retention. Peptic ulcer, i.e. stomach or duodenal ulcer, a recent history of one, or have had peptic ulcers before. Vomiting blood, or material that looks like coffee grounds. Bleeding from the rectum, back passage, have black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. Bowel problems, such as ulcerative colitis. You are taking Celebrex Relief together with any medicines used to treat high blood pressure, and some other heart problems such as ACE inhibitors, angiotensin receptor antagonists, beta blockers and diuretics, also called fluid or water tablets. When taken together, these medicines can cause kidney problems. You drink large amounts of alcohol. You're a smoker. You currently have an infection. If you are given Celebrex Relief while you have an infection, it may hide some of the signs of an infection. Take any other medicines for any other condition. Do not give Celebrex Relief to a child or adolescent under the age of 18 years. Safety and effectiveness in children and adolescents younger than 18 years have not been established. This medicine may not be suitable for you if any of the conditions above apply to you. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Celebrex Relief use is not recommended in pregnancy unless your doctor considers it essential. If you are taking this medicine while pregnant, you may need to be closely monitored by your doctor. Do not take Celebrex Relief if you are in the last 3 months of your pregnancy. NSAIDs, which are related medicines, have been associated with reversible infertility in some women. Use of NSAIDs in early pregnancy can increase the risk of spontaneous abortion. Celebrex Relief may affect your developing baby if taken during pregnancy. Particular caution should be exerted from the 20th week of the pregnancy. Discuss any questions you may have with your pharmacist or doctor. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Small amounts of celecoxib passes into breast milk, therefore taking this medicine during breastfeeding should be discussed with your doctor. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your pharmacist or doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Celebrex Relief and affect how it works. These include any medicines used to treat high blood pressure and some other heart problems such as ACE inhibitors, angiotensin receptor antagonists, beta blockers, or diuretics, also called fluid or water tablets. Digoxin, a medicine used to treat abnormal heartbeats and some other heart problems. Warfarin, or similar medicines including Eliquis, Apixaban, Xarelto, Rivaroxaban, or Pradaxa, Dabigatran, medicines used to stop blood clots. Aspirin, or salicylates, medicines used to treat pain. Corticosteroids such as prednisolone, medicines that are used to reduce inflammation. Certain medicines used to treat pain and inflammation called NSAIDs. Antacids, medicines used to treat indigestion. Dextromethorphan, a medicine used to treat dry coughs. Some medicines used to treat diabetes. Methotrexate, a medicine used to treat arthritis and some cancers. Glucocorticoids, medicine used to treat arthritis. Cyclosporin, a medicine used to suppress the immune system. Lithium, a medicine used to treat some types of depression. Fluconazole, an antifungal agent. Rifampicin, an antibiotic medicine used to treat bacterial infections. Carbamazepine, an anti-epileptic agent. These medicines may be affected by Celebrex Relief, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your pharmacist and doctor have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking this medicine. Check with your pharmacist or doctor if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Celebrex Relief. How do I take Celebrex Relief? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the label, ask your pharmacist or doctor for help. How much to take? Muscle and joint injuries. 2 capsules as a single dose on the first day, then 1 capsule once or twice daily on subsequent days as required. You may take Celebrex Relief for up to 5 days. Menstrual cramps or period pain. 2 capsules as a single dose or divided on the first day, then 1 capsule once daily on subsequent days. You may take an additional capsule on any given day, if needed. You may take Celebrex Relief for up to 5 days. How to take it? Swallow the capsules whole with a full glass of water. Celebrex Relief can be taken with or without food. When to take Celebrex Relief? Take your medicine at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. If you need to take an antacid, take it at least 2 hours before or 2 hours after your dose of Celebrex Relief. How long to take it? Do not take for more than 5 days, unless advised by your doctor. If you take too much Celebrex Relief. If you think that you have taken too much Celebrex Relief, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center Australia telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much Celebrex Relief, you may feel tired, drowsy, sick, vomit, and have stomach pain. You may also have difficulty breathing and feel faint. What should I know while taking Celebrex Relief? Things you should do. If you become pregnant while taking Celebrex Relief, tell your doctor immediately. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your pharmacist and doctor that you are taking Celebrex Relief. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking Celebrex Relief. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor if your symptoms do not improve. Your pharmacist or doctor will assess your condition and decide if you should continue to take the medicine. Call your doctor straight away if you develop any skin rash, e.g. hives, spots while being treated with Celebrex Relief. The onset of these events, if they occur, can occur at any time, but most often occur in the first month of treatment. Things you should not do. Do not take Celebrex Relief to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Celebrex Relief affects you. This medicine is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car, or operate machinery. Drinking alcohol. Tell your pharmacist or doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep your capsules in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules out of the pack, they may not keep well. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date, or the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Are there any side effects? Check with your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you have any problems while taking Celebrex Relief, even if you do not think the problems are connected with the medicine or are not listed in this leaflet. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not get any of them. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your pharmacist or doctor if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Stomach pain, diarrhea, indigestion, wind, swollen hands, ankles, and feet, unexplained weight gain, dizziness, sore throat, runny nose, sinusitis, upper respiratory tract infection. What to do? Speak to your pharmacist or doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. The below list includes serious side effects that may require urgent medical attention. Serious side effects. Skin rash, including hives, raised red, itchy spots, blistering and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose and genitals, swelling, blistering, or peeling of the skin, which may be accompanied by fever, chills, headache, sore throat, diarrhea, aching joints and muscles, muscle weakness, other signs of allergic reaction such as wheezing, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing, collapse, or fainting, shortness of breath, or tiredness, irregular heartbeat, chest pain, swollen or sore leg veins, severe stomach or throat pain, vomiting blood, or black sticky bowel motions, bleeding, or bruising more than usual, reddish or purple blotches under the skin, nausea, lethargy, itchiness, flu-like symptoms, or yellowing of the skin or eyes, jaundice, signs of anemia such as tiredness, being short of breath and looking pale, loss or deterioration of hearing, confusion, redness, irritation, or watering of the eye, s. Experience sensations with any of the senses, sight, sound, touch, taste, or feel which may not be real. Severe or persistent headache, fever, stiff neck, sensitivity to light and vomiting. Sudden severe headache, loss of consciousness, sudden tingling, numbness, or paralysis on one side of the face, arm, leg, or body, difficulty speaking, understanding, reading, or writing, loss of coordination or balance. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. What Celebrex Relief contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Celecoxib 200 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Povidone. Crozcam low sodium. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Magnesium stearate. The capsule shells also contain the following inactive ingredients. Gelatin. Purified water. Titanium dioxide. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Yellow iron oxide, red iron oxide, black iron oxide, black imprinting ink S 117823, ID 12108. Potential allergens. Contains lactose, phenylalanine and trace quantities of sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Celebrex Relief looks like. Celebrex Relief 200 mg, a light brown opaque cap and white opaque body, hard shell gelatin capsule filled with white to off-white powder. The capsule is axially printed with Mylanova CE200 in black ink on the cap and body. The 200 mg capsules come in blister packs of 10, Ostar 4, 6, 3, 6, 2, 7. Who distributes Celebrex Relief? Vitris Pty Ltd. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in May 2025. Celebrex Relief is a Viatris company trademark. Celebrex Relief _CMI.A25/00